Hi, this is Pastor David again. We are all under the government's shelter-in-place order. Even when you go out, you have to wear a face mask and stay at a safe distance from others. Face mask and distance represents separation. It represents protection from the unsafe. You prevent connecting. But once we come home, we feel at ease. It is, after all, our safe haven. We remove our masks. We would then wash our hands so that we would not bring those contaminants into our home. Home is our safe haven. But is it? I was thinking, why don't we take advantage of this opportunity so that we not only remove our mask at home, but make our home a place where we can truly live without barrier to communication. We can make our home a safe place to truly connect intimately. What harmful contaminants are there that threatens closeness? And what kinds of relationships should we cultivate? I can suggest three. First, to serve and not to be served, assuming you're not living by yourself. Jesus says, I came not to be served, but I came to serve. At home, there are so much chores to do. No one person can do them all. If your spouse has been the one who bear most of the burden, it is time to begin to observe and appreciate all that hard work that your spouse has been doing all these years without being noticed, without being appreciated. Even a simple task such as grocery shopping is a lot of work. It takes planning. It takes wisdom to shop for the best deal. And now there are extra steps to take after you take the grocery home, which is to clean them up before you put them into the refrigerator or pantry. There gotta be some steps you can help. You can help bear the burden. Take them up. You'll be glad you do. You will feel happy about it because it is Jesus' character to serve and not to be served. Second, to forgive and not to blame. Living a tight and closed space for 24 hours a day, it is so easy to get onto each other's nerves. There are 10 times more chances to step on each other's toe, to do things that agitate them, irritate them. For one person, he can have peanut butter sandwich every day for lunch. The other person got to have 3 dishes and a soup and no leftover. Right? This is just exaggerating to make a point. Jesus teaches us to forgive our debts as our debts are being forgiven. He set an example for us. He teaches us to pray for our enemies, even bless them. And the one who lives in your household is not your enemy. So accept him and forgive him. How to go about doing that? Well, in the morning, put on a garment of acceptance. And then at night, wash out the virus of unforgiveness the same way you're washing your hands. Third, to connect and not to distant. Due to our sinfulness, we can be 6 inches apart from each other, but there's totally no connection. Let's face it, you will be seeing each other 24 hours a day. You will enjoy it much more if you are more closely connected to that person, thinking and connected to his thinking and feeling inside. We are created by God to relate to each other, to listen to each other, and to talk to each other. So here are some practical suggestions. Turn off the TV. Put down the cell phone. Take a walk around the block. Share what is on your mind and pray for each other as you walk. It's not only good exercise, it will be healthy relationship building so that in the end, you will experience God's blessing intended for us as recorded in 3 John verse 2. That both our body and soul would prosper. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you give us a home. We want to experience the 3 blessings of serving, forgiving, and connecting. For each one of these, we thank you that Jesus has already set an example for us. So we ask for the blessings. Help us to live in a new arrangement, to bring these blessings into our home. I pray that you help us practice not only during this shelter-in-place period, but you would help us continue on after this whole thing is over. For we look forward to our future eternal home, which is characterized by all these blessings. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.